Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, April 17th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Green Energy Breaks, Solar Bank Corps, SUMEN, FSGY2, Vision in Action, Building the Grid of Tomorrow. Solar Bank Corporation, SUMEN, GY2, is making strides in renewable energy projects, focusing on solar, battery storage, and EV charging initiatives in Canada and the U.S. CEO Richard Liu highlighted the company's partnerships, including a $50 million deal with Qcells and a collaboration with Viridi, as well as a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. With a commitment to sustainable growth and community impact, Solar Bank is advancing battery energy storage systems and solar projects in Ontario and New York. The company's goal is to deliver reliable, clean power while advancing energy infrastructure. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Investor news breaks. Roth Conference marks a quarter century of community in Dana Point. The 37th annual Roth Conference recently took place in Dana Point, California, marking a quarter century of community involvement in the area. Roth Capital Partners LLC expressed gratitude for the support from the Dana Point community over the years. The event brought together institutional investors, company executives, and industry leaders, highlighting the meaningful relationships built and positive impact made. Roth is a relationship-driven investment bank focused on serving growth companies and their investors, offering a full-service platform for various financial needs. For more information on Roth, visit www.roth.com. Green Car News Breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc. N. delivers first 2025 Bollinger B4 to EnviroCharge for mobile charging deployment. Mullen Automotive Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MULN, has delivered the first 2025 Bollinger B4 electric truck to EnviroCharge for conversion into a mobile Level 3 charging unit. The truck will be showcased at the ACT Expo 2025 in Anaheim before being used in California to meet the rising demand for EV infrastructure. The Class 4 B4 platform was chosen for its performance and reliability by EnviroCharge. Bollinger Motors trucks are eligible for up to $120,000 in incentives from federal and state programs. To learn more, visit Mullen Automotive's website. Investor news breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., American, UEC, CEO Amir Adnani, appointed to World Nuclear Association Board. Uranium Energy Corp., UEC, CEO Amir Adnani has been appointed to the Board of Management of the World Nuclear Association, representing 70% of global nuclear generation. Adnani's appointment comes as the global community aims to triple nuclear capacity by 2050, positioning him to guide policy and growth for clean energy advancement. Uranium energy is the fastest-growing supplier of fuel for the green energy transition, with ISR mining projects in the U.S. and high-grade conventional projects in Canada. The company's operations are managed by professionals with decades of experience in uranium exploration, development, and mining. Biomed News Breaks. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, CEO named EY Entrepreneur of the Year 2025 finalist in established category. Nutriband Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan has been named a finalist in the established category of the 2025 EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. Sheridan is recognized for his leadership in transforming Nutriband into a U.S.-listed company focused on drug delivery technologies. The company's lead product, Aversa, aims to prevent opioid patch misuse. Finalists will compete for the Entrepreneur of the Year title at a gala event in November after a CEO retreat in Japan. For more information about Nutriband, visit www.nutriband.com.
Investor news breaks. ADtext, Inc., ADTX, to host Mayo Clinic's Dr. Charles Howe in May. Update on ADI-100 preclinical study. ADxT Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ADTX, will host Dr. Charles Howe from the Mayo Clinic in their weekly update on May 2, 2025. Dr. Howe will discuss key findings from a newly announced preclinical study of ADI-100, the lead therapeutic candidate from ADxT's subsidiary, Adimmune Inc. The update will also feature Dr. Shahrokh Shabahang, ADxT's Chief Innovation Officer, and Dr. Friedrich Kapp, co-CEO of Adimmune, highlighting the latest advancements in immune modulation therapy. ADxT is an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations through collaboration with research institutions, industry partners, and shareholders. The company operates programs in immune health and precision health, with plans for additional programs in public health and women's health. ADxT has entered into agreements with Apeli Therapeutics, Inc., and Evofem to advance its mission of discovering and deploying innovative health solutions. For more information, visit www.addict.com.
Biomed news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NYS American CAPE, secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd. has secured an $876,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Defense to support biomarker research at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center for its Phase 1 trial of ENV-105 in EGFR-driven non-small cell lung cancer. The study aims to identify patients developing resistance to osimertinib who may benefit from early intervention with ENV-105. This funding will support research in Dr. Neil Palmick's lab and aligns with Kairos' strategy to improve outcomes through targeted therapy and precision monitoring. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, is focused on oncology therapeutics, utilizing structural biology to overcome drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. Its lead candidate, ENV-105, targets CD105, a protein driving resistance to cancer treatments. ENV-105 is currently in phase 2 clinical trial for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trial for lung cancer, addressing significant unmet medical needs.
The global market for brain tumor treatments will reach $7.1 billion by 2035. The global market for brain tumor treatments is projected to reach $7.15 billion by 2035, growing at a 7.2% CAGR. Advances in immunotherapy, personalized medicine, and targeted therapy are driving this transformation, as highlighted in a report by Future Market Insights. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are well-positioned to benefit from this growth. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. in the company's newsroom. BiomedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQBSAUF, begins on-site construction at Montabon Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp. has begun on-site construction and mill assembly at its Montabon project in Quebec, with production expected by early Q4 2025. The company, backed by recent financing, is expanding the mill building and installing core infrastructure. ES Gold is also anticipating an updated economic assessment and ANT survey results. ES Gold Corp., CSESAUF, ESAUF 7D, is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.flashauf. Mining news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., an American UUUVAR, develops US-US capability to produce 6 rare earth oxides amid new Chinese export controls. Energy Fuels, listed on NYSE American under U and TSX as EFR, has developed the capability to produce 6 rare earth oxides affected by new Chinese export controls. This positions their White Mesa Mill in Utah as a strategic domestic supplier. The breakthrough aligns with an April 15 executive order from President Trump directing a national security investigation into critical mineral imports. Energy Fuels believes its infrastructure and production capacity uniquely qualify the company to support U.S. supply chain resilience. The company focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes, making it a leading U.S.-based critical minerals company. Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC AA reports record attendance and revenue boost at Juve Stabia Derby. Brera Holdings PLC reported record attendance at the Juve Stabia Derby, with 7,000 fans filling Stadio Romeo Menti. This turnout aligns with the club's strategy to increase matchday revenue and fan engagement. Juve Stabia squad value has surged 36.9% to 16.113 million, positioning the club for success both on and off the field. Brera Holdings continues to expand its multi-club ownership model, focusing on global sports clubs to drive commercial growth and social impact. Investor news breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., YSMRI, receives FDA clearance to begin trials for CLD-201 in solid tumors. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc. has received FDA clearance to begin trials for CLD-201, an allogeneic stem cell-based virotherapy targeting solid tumors. This therapy, combining adipose-derived stem cells with oncolytic vaccinia virus, aims to treat hard-to-treat cancers like breast cancer, head and neck cancer, and soft tissue sarcoma. Kaliti Biotherapeutics specializes in technology that empowers the immune system to combat cancer, utilizing potent allogeneic stem cells carrying oncolytic viruses for multiple oncology indications. The company's clinical stage delivery platforms are designed to enhance efficacy and improve patient safety. For more information, visit www.kalitibio.com.
The Global South doubles the Global North's renewable energy growth rate. A new report by RMI reveals that countries in the Global South are experiencing a surge in clean energy investment, with their renewable energy growth rate doubling that of the Global North. This shift opens up new market opportunities for entities like SolarBank Corp. If this trend continues, the Global South could accelerate its energy transition, leading to significant changes in the renewable energy landscape. Green Energy Stocks, a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Data shows Europe isn't meeting its EV charger installation targets. Europe is falling behind in meeting its EV charger installation targets, according to a new report. More chargers are needed to reduce range anxiety and make electric cars more accessible. Companies like NIO Inc. may need to innovate to address this issue. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on companies like NIO Inc., providing access to wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit billiondollarclub.com. SolarBank Corp. NABDAUCASUNN FSCGY2 taps data center veteran Jonathan Martone to guide data center market expansion strategy. SolarBank Corp. has appointed data center veteran Jonathan Martone to lead its market expansion strategy. Martone will focus on evaluating and sourcing U.S. and Canadian sites for power availability and connectivity. This move aligns with SolarBank's goal to integrate clean energy solutions with digital infrastructure to meet AI-driven data demand. The company's recent deal with Qcells underscores its commitment to Made in America infrastructure and reducing exposure to tariffs on imports. Martone's expertise in the telecommunications and data center sectors will support SolarBank's efforts to identify and assess data center development opportunities in North America. Patriot Capital Funds Ltd. introduces Capricorn X trading signal tool for Canadian markets. Patriot Capital Funds Ltd. has introduced Capricorn X, a real-time signal system designed for Canadian financial market participants. The tool provides numeric alerts based on predefined statistical parameters to monitor short-term market movements. Developed specifically for the Canadian market, Capricorn X considers timing cycles and asset group dynamics. Internal testing showed improved formatting consistency and timely signal output. The system operates on statistical input, generating alerts automatically and validating them against real-time market activity. Patriot Capital Funds Limited's in-house teams completed development, ensuring the tool operates within their proprietary environment. Capricorn X will undergo ongoing evaluation using anonymized usage data to inform potential updates.
DOKA 2 launches Fluffy Touch Waffle Collection, featuring innovative lightweight knitwear. DOKA 2 Clothing E-Commerce Co. Ltd. has introduced the Fluffy Touch Waffle Collection, a line of lightweight knitwear made with a unique fabric blend for year-round comfort. The collection showcases a waffle weave texture created from a blend of soft cotton and microfiber, offering breathability and stretch. This launch demonstrates DOKA 2's commitment to inclusive sizing and accessible fashion, with designs in neutral tones and pastel hues. The brand continues to prioritize quality and innovation, providing affordable apparel through its e-commerce platform. For more information, visit DOKA 2's official store on Amazon.
Four stocks to watch after Trump's critical minerals executive order. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on April 15, 2025, launching a federal investigation into the U.S.'s heavy reliance on foreign sources for critical minerals. This move, amid tensions with China, aims to secure domestic supply chains for materials essential in various industries. Companies like Military Metals Corp., USA Rare Earth, Perpetua Resources Corp., and United States Antimony Corporation are poised to benefit. Military Metals Corp. focuses on antimony projects in the U.S. and Europe, with rising prices and policy support. USA Rare Earth is building a domestic rare earth magnet supply chain in Texas and Oklahoma. Perpetua Resources is developing the Stibnite Gold Project in Idaho to produce gold and antimony, crucial for national defense. United States Antimony Corporation is vertically integrated and expanding production in North America. These companies are at the forefront of the U.S. critical minerals market resurgence.
Top-notch BMW auto mechanics near you, Foreign Affairs Auto, delivers precision repairs and unmatched service for your BMW. Foreign Affairs Auto in West Palm Beach, Florida, offers precision repairs and unmatched service for BMW owners seeking top-notch luxury European car maintenance. With over 43 years of experience, their skilled technicians and state-of-the-art equipment ensure precise service for BMW, Jaguar, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche vehicles. From oil changes to electrical fixes, Foreign Affairs Auto guarantees dealership quality service at a fraction of the cost. Specializing in European auto repair, they provide services for Audi, Jaguar, Porsche, and Mercedes-Benz models using top-quality OEM parts. Their transparent process includes digital vehicle inspections with photos and videos to keep customers informed every step of the way. Visit Foreign Affairs Auto for all your BMW, Audi, and Jaguar auto repair needs.
New Asia-Pacific Emerging Markets Equity Fund, launched by RS Global Group. RS Global Group has announced the launch of the Asia-Pacific Emerging Markets Equity Fund, aimed at capturing gains from innovative companies in the region. The fund will focus on quality growth portfolios with an all-cap approach, emphasizing company over country or sector. Available only to institutional entities and accredited investors, the fund will invest at least 75% of its assets in equities of innovative companies in emerging markets within the Asia-Pacific region. RS Global Group highlights the higher risk potential of investing in emerging and frontier market securities due to social and political instability. The company provides tailor-made investment solutions, promotes sustainable investing, and offers a range of financial services, including pension plans, insurance solutions, and estate planning services.
Haltom City does not need a major zoning code rewrite. In a recent article by Strong Towns, it was pointed out that major zoning code rewrites can take years to achieve, but cities should take action now to promote affordable housing and attract new businesses. Cities are urged to focus on simple, high-impact reforms that allow for incremental growth. Haltom City's local business alliance, HUBA, has been advocating for changes since 2020, suggesting that eliminating unnecessary parking mandates would remove barriers to housing development and business investment. With homelessness on the rise and commercial buildings sitting vacant, Haltom City could benefit from small adjustments like removing parking mandates to attract businesses and improve the city's economic landscape. City leaders are encouraged to act now to make these changes and support local businesses.
Why European cars demand expert specialized repair and maintenance. Trust Foreign Affairs for unrivaled service. European cars demand expert and specialized repair and maintenance, and that's where Foreign Affairs Auto shines. With over 40 years of experience, they provide top-notch service for luxury vehicles like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi, and Porsche. European automobiles require specialized care due to their cutting-edge technology and intricate designs. Foreign Affairs Auto's factory-trained technicians use advanced diagnostic tools to accurately identify issues, saving customers time and money. They offer a full range of services, from scheduled maintenance to performance upgrades, all with transparent communication. The service center provides a modern, professional ambiance with top-notch customer care amenities. Trusted by drivers across South Florida, Foreign Affairs Auto is the go-to choice for European auto repair. Book your appointment today for personalized service and expert care. Acme Concrete Raising and Repair expands concrete leveling services in Chicago suburbs. Acme Concrete Raising and Repair, Inc. has expanded its leveling and stabilization services for residential, commercial, industrial, and HOA properties throughout the Chicago suburbs. Their smart lift system lifts, stabilizes, and restores concrete slabs with exceptional speed, precision, and durability without demolition. Acme specializes in polyurethane concrete raising, delivering fast, clean, durable results that eliminate costly shutdowns, penalties, and liabilities. Their solutions help properties meet inspection requirements and eliminate liability concerns with minimal disruption to tenants or operations. For a fast, no-obligation estimate for concrete raising and stabilization, rely on Acme Concrete Raising and Repair, Inc.
Improve shop floor management in BusinessWorld with Shop Floor Insight. InsightWorks, a leading developer of apps for Microsoft Dynamics 365 Business Central, has announced the availability of Shop Floor Insight, a manufacturing execution system designed for barcode time capture and employee time management. This app helps manufacturers manage time, labor, and production more accurately and efficiently within Business Central. ShopFloor Insight offers features such as barcode time capture, real-time productivity insights, quality and rework tracking, integrated time and attendance, visual scheduling tools, and secure access and authentication. By integrating ShopFloor Insight with Business Central, manufacturers can gain a real-time view of shop floor activity, reduce manual data entry, and support more innovative planning and resource allocation. To learn more about how ShopFloor Insight enhances shop floor management in Business Central, visit shopfloorfordynamics.com or contact your Microsoft partner today.
Your go-to European auto repair shop near you. Why drivers trust Foreign Affairs Auto for high-quality repairs. Foreign Affairs Auto in West Palm Beach stands out as the go-to European auto repair shop for drivers seeking high-quality repairs. With over 40 years of experience, they specialize in servicing luxury brands like BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, and more. Their ASE-certified technicians prioritize customer satisfaction by using high-quality components and providing honest, reliable service. Customers receive digital vehicle inspections for transparency and can relax in a welcoming lounge while their car is serviced. Foreign Affairs Auto offers services from factory scheduled maintenance to performance upgrades, ensuring peak performance and longevity of vehicles. For BMW and Land Rover drivers in West Palm Beach, Foreign Affairs Auto provides dealership quality service without the added costs. Book your appointment today for expert care and personalized service that sets them apart from the rest.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BioPath Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BPTH, Q4 24. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated coverage on BioPath Holdings, Inc. for Q4 2024. The company's DNAbilize platform shows promise in both obesity and oncology with reported therapeutic effects. BioPath has various product candidates in different stages of development, with ongoing clinical trials for prexigebersen, BP101A, BP1002, and BP1003. The company owns breakthrough technology with its DNAbilize platform, has strategic relationships with cancer centers, and holds a strong IP position. With $1.2 million in cash on hand as of 12/31/24, Biopath may need additional funds for operational requirements in 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners believes Biopath is undervalued compared to its peers, with potential for approval of its lead drug candidate approaching Phase 2 milestones.
Investor news breaks: ProPhase Labs Inc., NASPRPH, closes $23.6 million sale to focus on core businesses. ProPhase Labs Inc. PH recently closed a $23.6 million sale of its subsidiaries to focus on core businesses. The sale immediately improved ProPhase's balance sheet by eliminating over $20 million in debt. This strategic move positions ProPhase to concentrate on its high-value core businesses, including industry-leading whole genome sequencing solutions and innovative cancer diagnostics and therapeutics. ProPhase is dedicated to creating a healthier world through smart diversification and executional excellence. For more information, visit ProPhase Labs Inc.'s website.
Bezos-backed startup aims to commercialize $25,000 pickup truck. An electric vehicle startup, backed by Amazon founder and billionaire Jeff Bezos, is aiming to develop a $25,000 electric truck for the small but rapidly expanding EV truck segment. This electrified truck would be the cheapest electric truck and one of the most affordable electric vehicles on the U.S. market. Slate's entry into the EV space comes at a time when existing players like Mullen Automotive Inc. have identified their niches and are working on innovative solutions.
Ectonomy's third-generation software platform redefines real-world autonomy across agriculture and turf. Ectonomy, a trusted provider of automation and AI solutions, has announced the release of its third-generation Ectonomy platform, offering enhanced fleet intelligence powered by physical AI, expanded capabilities for diverse crops, turf, and open field operations, and support for mixed fleets. This platform delivers true turnkey autonomy without the need for pre-mapping or local base stations, making it practical for real-world applications in agriculture. With infrastructure-free autonomy, vision-based navigation, and advanced AI, Ectonomy sets a new standard for automation in agriculture. The platform now supports autonomous mowing in various environments like golf courses and pastures, while physical AI enables a single operator to manage multiple tractors simultaneously. Ectonomy's focus on practical usability and scalability makes it a proven platform for operators seeking efficient, precise, and sustainable automation solutions.
Mining news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTQEUF closes $3.45 financing to advance Montabong Gold Silver Project. ES Gold Corp. has closed a non-brokered private placement, raising over $3.45 million to advance the Montabong Gold Silver Project in Quebec. The funds will support mill circuit construction and final mobilization. Management and insider participation totaled 1.25 million units, highlighting confidence in ES Gold's strategy for production and exploration success. ES Gold Corp., ESCESAU, OTCQUF, FESE, Z7D, is a pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation. The flagship Montabong property exemplifies responsible mining practices and offers district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/ESAUF.
Bloomberg Intelligence strategist says gold could climb to $4,000. Bloomberg Intelligence's senior commodity strategist, Mike McGlone, foresees gold potentially reaching $4,000 per ounce as the current rally gains momentum. With bonds and stocks losing appeal, capital is flowing into gold. McGlone suggests that increased investor interest may shift towards gold mining companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYG, PLG, with gold-rich properties. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering a platform for companies to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and the general public.
Nancy Clara presents her book, Step by Step: How to Do Business with the United States, in an emblematic event in Madrid. International business consultant, journalist, and strategist Nancy Clara recently launched her book, Step by Step: How to Do Business with the United States, in Madrid. The event, held at La Botica de las Letras, brought together entrepreneurs, cultural figures, and members of the press. Clara's practical guide addresses common mistakes Hispanic entrepreneurs encounter when entering the U.S. market. The book provides tangible tools for international expansion. Moderated by Jorge Brown, the event featured distinguished guests, including former U.S. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez and Spanish entrepreneur Aurelio Garcia de Sola. Nancy Clara, with over 25 years of experience advising companies across Latin America and Europe, is the founder of Hispanic Target Magazine and Hispanic Target Group.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.